Hello.
Hey Mark, this is Peter again.
Hey there.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Great, great, great. Well, Mark, I just copy and pasted the email which we've got, so can you please check your teamwork?
Sure. Yeah. Give me just a minute.
Sure.
So describe it for me while I'm getting ready to pull it up.
Well, it's about the security which needs to go on the back end of the website. If you can please read out, that will be great. It will give you a fair idea that why the security is required and for what purposes it is. And the networking guy is on the line too, so he will explain you further if you have any questions.
Well, hang on. I don't know that I want to have all this conversation right now, Peter.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, so you said check the Teamwork site, look under messages. Let's see. All right, I don't see any messages under Teamwork.
I've just sent you. Can you please hold on the line?
What's that now?
Can you hold on the line for 2 minutes? Let me check why you haven't received it.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't see it. Yeah.
Hey Mark, can you check again if you have received this or not?
Yeah, I'll check here. I'm refreshing the screen. Okay, video. Well, no, wait a minute. That says
In the chat of video link of SFLC, and that I've sent you.
Oh, it's in that link.
If you go on messages, there is a text message video link for SFLC1974.com. Just click on that and the messages will show up.
Okay, are we looking at, as we are approaching the website is live, we now have to integrate Norton Security Compliance?
Yeah, this one. Can you please read that?
Okay, I'll read it. So, Peter, let me ask you this. Why was this not mentioned to me before the website was built and I purchased the secure dedicated server? Why was this not mentioned to me or brought up?
Well, Mark, I'm really sorry to let you know that you were not informed about this previously, but the security which you're talking about with the hosting server and the dedicated server, that is already installed in your website, which is in the hosting server. And you have a complete dedicated server with us, and the security in that server, that is for your domain name and everything, which is completely installed, which is for virus attacks, malware attacks, and that security is involved in your hosting package, as was discussed with David. This security, I'm not really sure about it. That is the reason I just copy and pasted the email, and the networking guy take cares of the backend security plugins, which needs to go on the backend of the website, and that is the reason they are on the line too. So if you have any questions that why were you not informed before about this security, or if you have any trust issues, you can have a word with them, and I'm sure that they will clear you with everything.
Yeah, Peter, understand, listen. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to buy this. I'm not going to do it. This is this is, I still think this is a scam. I really do. I really do. I think that this is, it's deceptive.
Mm-hmm.
Either, and I don't know if it's, you know, within your organization or if it's another organization working with you that's deceiving your customers through you. I don't know, and I really don't care. I think this is just unnecessary. And as I told you earlier, I think this is nothing more than a revenue stream. And
mm-hmm.
I think that the way that the organization, whoever is doing this, is going about it, it's
mm-hmm.
deceptive and misleading, and it causes a tremendous degree and lack of trust.
Okay.
And I am not going to participate in this at all. As I'm understanding the way this reads, this has to do with search engines.
Mm-hmm.
Our customer base is not going to use a search engine to find us.
Mm-hmm. I completely understand your concern, Mark. I completely understand that, first of all, we were not informed before, and still you think that this is a scam. But what happens is we have communicated to our clients prior before the website goes live. Yes, we do communicate after the website goes live to some of the clients, because you see that the projects take 2 or 3 weeks to be completed, and then meanwhile we get time to discuss things with the customer. But as you were really responsive, which was a good part of yours, that is the reason that this issue is brought up to you right now. And if you still think it's a scam, what we have done in the past as well, we have provided the whole documentation according with the security Norton seal.
Okay. Peter, let me ask you a question. Why mm-hmm. do you care so much if I do this or not? Why do you care?
Because actually your website is being run on our hosting server, okay? And if there are attacks, our hosting will be affected too. You have a dedicated server with us.
Then you need to protect your server. You need to protect your hardware. That's not my responsibility. That's your responsibility.
I understand. But, Mark, you see that the domain is yours. We have our hosting server protected, but the domain is yours. We have got the domain from somewhere else, and your domain is now being pointed to our hosting server. Our server is completely protected.
Well, you just said that it could be vulnerable. I you're confusing me.
No. I told you that it's on our hosting server. Okay, and if the website is getting attacked due to some reason, it affects our hosting server too, because the attacks are not on the hosting servers. They are on the back end. The attacks are done on the front end. They just see the front end of the website, that this is the website, and then the attacks are done. They can never do the attacks on the back end or on the hosting server on which the website is being functional.
Okay, then why is there a problem? If the server is protected, if the server that my website is being hosted on is protected,
mm-hmm.
I don't see what the problem is. I don't understand the problem.
Well, on the back end, as I told you, that the hosting is protected, okay, but the website can still get attacks from the front end. That is what I'm trying to explain to you.
Okay. Look. Peter, I'm not convinced that, I'm not sure why you're so interested in me purchasing this. It sounds like that it's something that your company ought to provide, and I'm not going to do it. And if that means that I need to go to another company, then I'll do that.
No, Mark, as I told you that we have done such hard work on your website previously too. We were in correspondence. We have made the complete website. We have made it live. So as I told you that there's nothing on us, and we are still not getting it, as I told you. The only reason to communicate this whole issue is to you is that your business does not get affected. That is the only reason we are calling you, because for suppose your website gets down tomorrow or day after tomorrow or even weeks after tomorrow, what will happen is you'll call us because we have made your website. and then we need to make sure, and at that time, this thing might become mandatory to add on the back end, and then the website can go live again.
Yeah, and Peter, I can assure you.
Mm-hmm.
Look, this can happen at any point in time. Basically, what you're telling me is that there was either a known security threat that you didn't tell me about in advance, or this security threat has occurred since I initiated my business pursuits with you. In either case, it sounds like this is the type of security breach that could occur at any point in time in the future, right?
No, I already assured you of one thing, Mark, that if something happens to the website after this, and if there's any type of funds involved in that, I'll write you an email that my company will take care of that. I can promise
Peter,
you about that.
Peter, look. I'm really seeing through this here now. I'm really seeing through what's happening. I see it as plain as day, okay? I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do it. There's no reason in us discussing it either any further. You're either going to provide the security that I purchased and I had an understanding of when I entered into this business arrangement with Orbit, and you're gonna make sure that my website and the server that it's sitting on are protected, and you're gonna take responsibility for that, and you're going to incur the cost for it, or I'm going to go somewhere else with my business. I mean, that'd be a shame, because I will have thrown away a lot of money, and you will have taken that money from me. Okay,
I completely understand your concern.
But I'm telling you, I'm not going to do this, Peter. I am not going to do it. And if that means we shut down the website, then shut it down. I'm not going to do it, because I feel like I'm being scammed, and I promise you I'll spread the word.
Well, Mark,
in my small circle, I'm just here to help you out.
You
should not do business with this company. What?
Well, Mark, I'm just the project manager, as I told you, and my job description is to just communicate to you what is being done and what's being done not. This is just my job description. I'm not the person behind this, and this is my responsibility to communicate to you. And the only reason we are getting interested in this, I already told you that it can affect our hosting server too. That is the only reason.
Yeah.
If you want to go with this, that's completely your choice. If you don't want to go, that's completely your choice too. Okay?
Yeah.
We are no one to force you out. Okay? And as I told you, that if anything appears in the future, you can still contact us, and we will try to make it possible that it is done by us. But still, as I told you, you can have a look on the email thoroughly, and if you still think that something, because I already know that we have done such hard work on the website, and I really didn't want it to go down for any specific reason. And my job is just to communicate what we get and what we communicate with clients. This is my job description. And I'm no one to make sales, or I'm no one to get money from the clients. I get nothing for that. So that was, we just got the information and we just provided you. This is my job. I just communicated to you. Now it's completely your decision whether you want to go with it or whether you're not. Okay? We are not forcing you.
I think you need to tell your boss, your manager, whoever you report to, that this particular client of yours, me, Mark Glisson, I am not in any way, shape, or form going to participate in this. I think it is ludicrous. I think it's a scam. And for whatever reason, whoever is behind it, I think that if it's not Orbit Design Agency, if it's some other party that you're working with, you need to seriously question their motivation. And if it is coming from Orbit Design Agency, then you should think seriously about disassociating yourself with that company. Because what I'm seeing and hearing from all of this, it's a sham. And it is creating a significant amount of distrust that I have with Orbit Design Agency.
And Mark, what made you do that? What made you just about the security? Because
look,
previously,
first of all, this was not mentioned to me a single time. When I spoke to the gentleman about whether or not to have it hosted on a secure server, none of this was brought up. Not a single word. I was insured through my purchase of the secure server, the dedicated server, that every transaction would be secure and safe for our customers, and the website would be protected. I was assured of that. I was given those assurances, and that's what I depended upon. And I made that decision based upon that. And now, here, and look, okay, let me tell you this. In 2018, I used a different company to set up the website, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We had this same website, the same domain. Why do you think I owned the domain already? I already had that domain because I operated the website through a different agency in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you something. It was hardly any time after I got the website up that I got something almost exactly the same thing that I'm seeing here from them. And so I have zero trust in anyone that would attempt to convince me that there is a security threat within 2 weeks of my website going live, and that I need to do something right away to protect it. The other thing that concerns me, Peter, quite frankly, is, you know, what I'm hearing is, if I'll go ahead and spend some money and get this patch or security feature, whatever it is, I don't really care what it is, but get this security risk taken care of, then Orbit Design Agency will assure me that in the future, if anything else comes up, they'll handle it. Now, let me ask you a question. How does that make financial sense for Orbit Design Agency? And why can't you offer me that opportunity now and say that you'll incur the cost to do this now instead of me making the purchase for this security patch? I'm telling you, it's a revenue stream that Orbit Design Agency or some third party is using you for, and they're coming to customers like us, and I think with a really shady security threat issue. I don't believe it. I don't buy it. I don't trust it, and I'm very, very concerned about doing business with Orbit Design Agency going forward. I'm very concerned about it. Because I have zero trust right now, zero. Now, that's not a commentary on you. You've been responsive. You've been helpful. You've done a reasonable job developing the website, and I appreciate that. That's great. But when it comes to this security mess and what I was already told about how my website was going to be secure and our customers were going to be, you know, their transactions were going to be secure, and now I'm seeing, oh, wait a minute, maybe that's not the case. That's baloney. Somebody's lying. Somebody lied to me somewhere. It either happened now or it happened when I bought the secure server. Somebody lied to me. And I am very disappointed with that, very disappointed.
Well, Mark, as I told you, that this has nothing to do with Orbit Design Agency. And if you still have any questions, any type of trust issues, you can have a word with the networking guy. He can answer all of your questions in a detailed manner if you have any confusions. And as I told you, that the website will be reachable, searchable, and everything, okay? But if anything happens in the future, you can still come to me, and we'll try to fix that in the future.
Okay, great. Yeah, I mean, look, what you sent me, this email, I don't know who it's from. I don't know who sent it to you. I none of that information is provided. Why would you not just forward me the whole thing?
This was, I just copy and pasted the whole email.
Yeah, but who is it from? I don't, if you copied the whole email, then somebody would have signed their name, right after the thank you, they would have listed their name and the company they work for, maybe contact information. I don't see any of that.
Because I thought that only the wordings are important for you. That is the reason I just copied and pasted the email.
Yeah, well, Peter,
Not a problem, Mark. Not a problem. I understood your concern that if you think that the company should take care of this, I'll ask the manager to take care of this on my own too, if you still have trust issues with us, and I'll send you the complete documentation that my company has taken care of this on their own, and I'll send you the complete invoice too that we have paid the amount and this issue has been taken care of by the company. And if you still think, yeah, and if you still think that if you still have any trust issues, I'll send you my salary slips too, that this amount has been deducted from my salary, because I was the one who made communication with you and communicated the issue to you. And most of the clients, when we tell the clients that this is the issue we're getting, because it is related to their business, not my business. And most of the clients do pay the amount so that their website gets secured. But as you're not happy with our service, I'll take care of this on my own. That's not a problem.
You have to understand, Peter, where I'm coming from and what I'm saying. I think you have found me up to this point to be very easy to work with. I think that our interactions have been productive and constructive, and we've not had conflict.
Yes, obviously.
I'm telling you right here, this situation is atrocious as far as I'm concerned, and it's unfortunate that you're being put in a position to have to interact with customers in this way. But I'm telling you right now, I'm not paying a penny for this. I'm not paying one red cent for
no
this.
No problem, Mark.
I'll take care of it.
I'll take care of it from my own. Okay.
And if your company insists that you pay for it personally, like you seem to be indicating you're going to have to, you need to find another company to work for, Peter. Because that's pathetic. That is pathetic.
Well, Mark, I've been working in this company for like 4 years, okay, and that is the reason why this company has given me a lot of benefits, and they've helped me in my hard times, and that is the reason whatever the issue is with the client, they ask me to go with them. Or what happens most of the times is that the networking guy directly calls to the clients and tells them about the security. Meanwhile, the project is in process, or the website gets completed, or before the website gets started. But the reason I came on the call was that we both had a good correspondence. We both had a good conversation before. We have worked on the website together, and that is the reason I came on the call today with the networking guy too. But completely, as I told you, that if you are not happy with this, and just to maintain a good customer service, which my company offers, I'll take care of this on my own with the company funds or from my own salary. Okay?
Okay.
All okay. Right. Thank you so much for your time, Mark. It was nice talking to you.
Thanks, Steve. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.